Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
America. America, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, $2.27, January 17th. 1956. I can't stand my own mind. America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. I don't feel good. Don't bother me. I won't write my poem till I'm in my right mind. America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. America, when will we end the human war? America, why are your libraries full of tears? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. I don't feel good. Don't bother me. Machinery is too much for me. You made me want to be a saint. There must be some other way to settle this argument. Burroughs is in Tangiers. I don't think he'll come back. You're sinister. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of practical joke?
Well, I have to confess. In Ginsburg's apartment, my literary background. Songs and cartoons. He said, oh, that's just fine. I sort of felt relieved. But when I hurled my word bombs, how much should they be left? Say it again. We all believe what we want to believe. Don't just question authority. Don't forget to question me.
I sit in my house for days on end and stare at the roses in the closet. Whenever I go to Chinatown, I get drunk and never get laid. My mind is made up. There's going to be trouble. America, when will we end the human war? America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb.
The pressure of being taken seriously, breathing down on me to keep up with my extremes and keep on planting seeds. Choice, sabotage. So far, so good. Now where do we go from here? It always feels weird when people come up to me and say,
Americans love their country. The rights we have under our Constitution were paid for in blood by our founding fathers and with the lives of untold American servicemen and women. The ultimate sacrifice these patriotic Americans have made allows us a freedom that's unmatched in any other country in the world. But what if an unexpected enemy threatened to remove all liberty protected by our Constitution and to substitute in its place a complete police state dictatorship that knows no law, limited only by its own whim? The following program is an urgent wake-up call.
The United States of America is the most powerful nation on Earth. In itself, this goes a long way to explaining the things it does around the world. At present, it's conducting a war on terror, or more accurately, a campaign against opposition to US domination. Others prefer to call it the beginnings of the Third World War. The United States has an insatiable appetite for conflict. And since going into Korea in the 1950s, it's been at war with someone or other in some corner of the globe non-stop right up to the present day. This drive is now led by the weapons manufacturers themselves. It is a highly dangerous precedent. I call it war corporatism. Is the door of a new fascism being pushed open. And don't be fooled, not all fascism looks like Adolf Hitler. The reality, as we see from the Iraqi invasion, is that the presidency has been captured by the most powerful elements of this corporatism. And this ghastly molecule aims to turn the world into its very own enslaved global market. And the plan is well underway. The attack by Al-Qaeda on the World Trade Center is just one response to it. Is this a conspiracy? Quite the opposite. It is a high-profile project known as the Project for the New American Century. People like Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Richard Perle are the major players among politicians, right-wing thinkers, militarists, and industrialists in the creation of the project. The project is a neoconservative manifesto, which includes in its toolbox the unbridled use of war in clearing a path for US interests. The will to attack Iraq came entirely from this visible yet sinister group. September the 11th was merely the pretext. Bush is merely the figurehead. And so, who's next, you wonder? Iran? North Korea? France? Britain? None of us really matter to them.
Some might call this a good record. I call it a good start. Never send a monster to do the work of an evil scientist. Now be a cooperative little body and let me have your brain.
Sorry, Doc, but I need what little I've got.
Good evening. We stand tonight before a new world of chaos.
The war goes on.
Our enemies have become our partners. Right here at home.
Test cell phone switch to arm light on.
We can consider the facts of the United States. Ongoing defiance of the world.
Good morning, Americans.
Do you personally believe that?
Television is not the truth.
God gave this land to me.
There are extremists in all parts of the Middle East who want to kill that peace process.
So you listen to me. Listen to me.
Make no mistake.
It is a very difficult environment.
The corruption of truth.
This brave and ancient land.
We must have an economy that grows fast enough to employ a brutal dictator.
The United States of America.
With a history of reckless aggression, with ties to terrorism.
That would have been wrong.
With great potential wealth.
A wise and true American.
And the truth is,
America has gone from a sense of invulnerability to an awareness of peril.
There's a lot wrong with America.
Assassinations, suicides,
terrorist, larceny,
gunfire,
bad bombers,
explosions,
right here at home.
Chaos and destruction.
She's television generation.
She learned life from Bugs Bunny.
We stand tonight.
Breaking the law.
Made the whole body a weapon.
Breaking the law.
Our enemies have become our partners.
Well, maybe we bit off more than we could chew.
Right here at home.
It is critically important.
Televised.
Do you personally believe that?
We will do it.
Rockets fired.
We will do it.
Was it the right thing to do?
Man, I hope you know what you're doing.
Because as Americans, we can do no less. Our enemies have become our partners.
Mr. President, are you satisfied? Well, I'm saying that's
American
what I did.
Military operation, ignition.
There's nothing illegal about that.
Lift off.
Do not attempt controlling transmission. There is nothing wrong. We are controlling your television set.
If you walk through Witch's Wood, past the Hanging Tree, then down Dead Man's Lane, over the wooden footbridge past Creepy Hollow, you will come to an ancient graveyard.
After 30 years, famous child actor Dickie Richards comes out of retirement to give the most chilling performance of any actor ever.
Oh my God, it's Satan. He's hideous. Get away from me, Satan. You evil man, you. Get away.
I See Dead People Who Have Come Back to Life is a movie so terrifying that Dickie Richards Productions Incorporated disclaims all liability for any cardiac arrest or bladder control problems that you'll probably have while watching it.
McDonald's Quarter Pounders! They're not made out of cow! They're made out of people! Donate that burger. It's made out of Ronald Reagan. Oh, what the hell? Let's eat Ronald Reagan. We got a long night ahead of us of fighting evil, and we shouldn't do it on an empty stomach.
Ronald Reagan, he's just, he's delicious. I really think that people are overly critical of Reagan. I mean, how could a guy that's supposedly so awful tastes so good?
Oh my God! This Ronald Reagan burger was infected with a deadly virus, and now I'm foaming at the mouth, and I can't feel my pulse, and I have this insatiable desire to eat people.
You can't handle the horror of I see dead people who have come back to life. You're a wussy. But for those of you who are insane, for those of you who crave the heart-stopping, life-threatening terror of I see dead people who have come back to life, you can order it now at iseedeadpeoplewhohavecomebacktolife.com. That's iseedeadpeoplewhohavecomebacktolife.com. If you order now, you will be able to purchase a box of Dickie Richards diapers for adults, the best adult bladder leakage protection available, for the special price of only $14.99. God knows, you'll need it.
Well, I fell into prison about a quarter to three, where I found in my cell a glass waiting for me. So I filled what was empty, and I pulled up a stool. But he stood in the corner, the old devil wouldn't move. He said, "You drink when you're lonely." "No, I drink when I want." He said, "You'll never be sober." "Sure, why would I want that? I only drink to be merry." But unfortunately, I'm in the wrong prison cell and the wrong company.
You can't see the demons until the demons come calling for you. Your deaf children screaming that are standing right behind you. Blind flames growing, dead and growing.
On the queen of revenge, skull and bones and the serpent's head. I'm dancing with the madmen. On the queen of revenge, on the queen of revenge, skull and bones and the serpent's head. I'm dancing with the madmen. On the queen of revenge, have a call with your demons and queens. Have a call with your demons and queens. Have a call with your demons and queens.
Off of their antennas, they were questioning who the real threat is. Big brotherly love is a 21st century's plague. No matter how bloody the glove, question evidence displayed. Don't forget what 2 + 2 equals. Don't let them upgrade your math. No matter what they have as proof of evil. Remember when they went after the Jewish people? You don't recognize the same black mask as see-through? Attack of the eagles. If they don't fall dead before they reach me, I'll be damned if I don't shoot one in his bald head. Fuck what we're forced for. All I ever wanted was a warm bed and house that wasn't haunted. I'd rather die for a cause than to die just because we exhausted natural resources. Is forced into war, restoring wasteful ways, keeping other countries poor. Monkey see, monkey do. I wonder what that fucking monkey saw. Keep rethinking still frames in your mind. I guarantee they will change with time. Your outline is pixelated, poor resolution. While downtime is simply wasted, you were born execution style. Head first in a trial, I'll second the motion till the jury's bored to death and puts your neck in an ocean. Situation volatile. The naked problem child is trying to find the right clown costume to make his father smile. So he bombs while he tries to tell jokes. Ain't a false alarm, can't you smell the smoke? You're in the line of fire where they buy and sell votes. Our sense of liberty doesn't ring true, stupid. That's why the bell broke. Trenchcoat mafiosos from hell rocks at recruitment officers and rebel against cops till they hurtle infinite circles of small cell blocks. Turtle upon turtle till they're all shell shocked. This so-called president got elected in a courtroom with war efforts of pops. Inherited a fortune, we talk. So the veterans of war assume the revolution stopped. Hey Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back.
And they're up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their graves.
Bobby.
They play dead when you stood over their graves.
Don't you know?
Hey Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back.
And it's our turn to stand over their graves.
Don't you know?
I'ma do it right this time.
Right this time.
I'ma wait until their skin decays. You can't roam a lost land as the last existing dinosaur. There's no escaping ass kickings in these times of war. Replacing apples with hospitals where doctors are hostile. Killing two pterodactyls with one fossil.
I got you.
If they don't fall dead before they reach me, I'll be damned if I don't shoot one in his bald head. Fuck war force fed. All I ever wanted was a warm bed
and house that wasn't haunted.
You can thumb through novels to have your fingerprints match. Descriptions of thinking criminals committing innocent acts of compassion. Tired civilians crawling with pistols. We fired $1 million warning missiles. Force the issues in the back of your head where eyes roll. Brainwash yourself out of that mind control. Act a fool like you're told, but we won't see no justice till that bitch removes a blindfold. This ain't a love it or leave it, it's a change it or lose it. I won't sing the anthem of a nation who never faces the music. Chasing an elusive caveman in spaceships that makes trips to the futures at a name brand. Faking progress, but we ain't advanced enough to change the posture of our ape stance. They got the key to the city, still they prefer the break and entry, duck and weed. I'm shedding light inside the shadow box to make it empty.
Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back.
And they're up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their graves.
Bobby.
They play dead when you stood over their graves.
Don't you know?
Hey Bobby, the masters are back.
They're back. And it's our turn to stand over their graves.
Don't you know?
I'ma do it right this time.
Right this time.
I'ma wait until their skin decays. Attack of the eagles. If they don't fall dead before they reach me, I'll be damned if I don't shoot one in his bald head. Fuck what we're force fed. All I ever wanted was a warm bed. There's nothing scarier than the human stories I tell ghosts. Chilling accounts with my tongue frozen to bedposts. The catharsis of carcasses whenever threats are close. Shows a heartlessness that doesn't register in stethoscopes. Sell your hopes for a homeland security chart till your sense of selves are broken, no man's peer in the heart. Preventive detention for the folks who never left home. Tensions have grown 24-7 red zone.
Scare tactics
got you under control.
The fear factors
of a color code. The uppers know they can't hold you down without having ankles attached.
It's all the same.
Nah, balls and chains and ankles don't match. So drag your torso back to the off-road. We may have lost the fashion battle, but we ain't lost the wardrobe. Go window shopping for your next free meal.
Cause when we start the revolution, all you probably do is steal.
Hey Bobby, the masses are back.
They're back.
And they're up to no good, just like the old days. They play dead when you stood over their grave.
Bobby.
They play dead when you stood over their grave.
Don't you know?
Hey Bobby, the masses are back.
They're back.
And it's our turn to stand over their grave.
Don't you know?
I'ma do it right this time. Cause I'ma wait, I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait,
I'ma wait.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.